want to know some specific things.
Mm-hmm.
I had a funny thing happen. I was out talking to my rose bushes last summer, I think. I don't recall, just when, this spring, last summer. And I went in to answer the telephone call, and Bergen Evans was calling, a fellow who has a radio program on the Westinghouse Network.
Oh, is that right?
And he'd seen a publicity write-up that they put out on the project from the public relations desk.
Well, is this being done by several people, or is it yours?
Well, in Oklahoma, it's just mine, unfortunately. Well, fortunately now, since I'll have one interview to go after you.
Will it be tied in with other areas?
Yeah, it's tied in through the questionnaire, since I'm examining the same sort of material that they're examining in other places. And then that, and I'm using the same technique that's been used.
Well, this is sponsored by who?
OSU Research Foundation.
Oh, I see.
And it seems, probably to them, it seems an endless and somewhat useless project by now. Because every summer I check out and take off. Or I have. In the past, I've had 3 summers on it. And gee whiz, I get wrapped up in the thing. And these things just don't get done overnight.
What do you teach?
English. Mm-hmm. Mostly historical English. Pronunciations and things like that, how they develop and how they change.
Mm-hmm. Well, that
this, of course, sheds further light on that same sort of thing.
Yeah.
It's particularly interesting in Oklahoma because here we're right in the process of having our new dialects form. Well, your dad from Illinois and Indiana, mm-hmm. or Illinois. And people from Indiana and from Missouri mm-hmm. live in the same community. And what happens to their talk?
Mm-hmm.
Very little, probably, but their kids are going to change.
It changes. It's true.
Oh, we were talking about your dad's watch, and you said it was
a pocket watch.
Pocket watch made of, the case was
silver, I imagine.
Any other things used for watch cases?
Gold.
Mm-hmm. What time would you say this is?
7:30.
And this would be?
10:45.
Mm-hmm. Would you say we've been talking here only just a minute or two, or?
No, I'd say maybe a couple hours.
And that would be not a short time, it would be?
A long time.
Long time or?
Quite a while.
Mm-hmm. 1962 is last year, 63 is?
This year.
Uh-huh. Let's say, at this day last year, a little boy was 2. So today the boy is?
3.
3 what?
3 years old.
Uh-huh. He was 2 years old, just exactly.
1 year ago today.
Uh-huh. What would you say about the weather today?
We said, I think it was extremely hot.
Yeah, but in general, just...
It was hot.
Hot, but rather...
Uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable, but without rain or anything, it was...
Dry.
Dry, fairly nice.
A lousy day.
A lousy day, huh? How about a day like this with a temperature in the 80s?
It would be pleasant.
Pleasant, or that would be what you would call a...
Nice day.
Uh-huh. If we've had clouds in the sky and then you see they're disappearing, you say it's...
Clearing off.
Uh-huh. And if the sky has been clear and then you see clouds appearing?
Getting cloudy.
Uh-huh. And if we've had one kind of weather and then we see we're getting another, you say the weather is...
Changing.
Uh-huh. Any special terms for a brief, heavy rain?
Downpour.
Any other terms?
Cloudburst.
Cloudburst. Any others? Toad strangler, gully washer, hay floater?
No.
What would you call a storm with heavy thunder and heavy lightning?
Electrical storm.
Mm-hmm. If the weather has been clear and then there's a little cloud that appears and it drifts over and rain falls down, you'd say it was clear and then all of a sudden, what happened?
Sprinkled.